WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing after something? Like there's this invisible carrot dangling just out of reach, and you're running yourself ragged trying to grab it? Well, guess what? You're not alone. This is a common trap we all fall into. Getting so caught up in the future or dwelling on the past that we miss the beauty of right now. Today, we're diving headfirst into the power of living in the present moment, a skill that can transform your life, one mindful breath at a time. So, buckle up, because this isn't just some airy-fairy self-help spiel. This is practical stoicism for real people, with actionable strategies you can implement right away. Think of it as a mental workout, strengthening your mind to become more resilient and focused. Ready? Let's do this. First things first, understand that the past is gone, and the future hasn't happened yet. The only thing we truly have control over is this very moment. We can't change what's already happened, and worrying about tomorrow won't magically make it better. Think of it like trying to catch smoke. You can chase it all day, but it'll always slip through your fingers. Next up, learn to appreciate the little things. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your morning coffee, a heartfelt laugh with a friend. These moments are what make life worth living. When we focus on the big picture goals, sometimes we miss out on the simple joys that add up to a truly fulfilling life. Speaking of joy, cultivate gratitude. Instead of focusing on what you lack, take time each day to acknowledge and appreciate what you have. It could be as simple as a roof over your head, a loving family, or even just a good pair of shoes. Trust me, this shift in perspective can make a world of difference. Now, I know what you're thinking, easier said than done, right? Well, it takes practice, but the payoff is worth it. Try incorporating mindfulness techniques into your daily routine. Take a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed. Focus on your senses during a mundane task like washing dishes, or simply take a few minutes each day to sit in silence and observe your thoughts without judgment. Think of it as training your mind to be more present and aware. Finally, remember that setbacks are inevitable. Life is full of ups and downs, but how you handle those challenges defines your strength. When things get tough, focus on what you can control, your reactions, your attitude, your actions. Remember that this too shall pass, and use these moments as opportunities for growth and learning. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She used to be constantly stressed out, always worrying about work deadlines and upcoming events. One day, she realized that all this fretting wasn't helping anything. So, she started practicing mindfulness by taking short walks in nature, focusing on her breath and appreciating the small things around her. It was a gradual shift, but over time, Sarah noticed a huge difference. She felt calmer, more focused, and even more creative. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you focus on the present moment. Accept that you can't control the past or future, focus your energy on what's happening right now. Savor the simple joys in life. Those little moments of happiness add up to a fulfilling experience. Cultivate gratitude for what you have instead of dwelling on what you lack. Practice mindfulness techniques like deep breathing, sensory awareness, and meditation to train your mind to be more present. Remember that setbacks are a part of life. Use them as opportunities to grow and learn. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about making small, consistent changes that lead to big results over time. You've got this. Now, go out there and embrace the present moment with open arms. Until next time, keep practicing those mental workouts and remember, you're capable of amazing things. Don't forget to share your experiences and thoughts on social media. Let's build a community of mindful warriors together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.